Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. I was over at your house and you had this fabulous book sitting out there.
Called Brave Tart. B-R-A-V-E-T-A-R-T. It's written by Stella Parks. This book came out late summer 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was so flabbergasted and impressed. It's about iconic American desserts.
Yes.
Stella Parks has provided us with the history of practically every dessert that we love. She took 5 years delving in libraries and old newspapers and ephemera gathered from the internet. A cookbook like this, John, if we're lucky, comes around once a generation.
I would say so. It's not just a labor of love. It's a labor of devotion.
It's a labor of devotion, absolute devotion. And she's an iconoclast.
I would say so, because she kind of explodes some of the things that we might have thought about this.
Well, I'll give you an example with key lime pie. Key lime pie, which we think is something that was developed in the Keys, because why would they call it key lime pie other than that?
Great Southern dish.
Who knows how far back it went? And she was researching and could not find anything written that would indicate how historically old this particular recipe was. So she contacted a historian in the Keys, and he knew a lot about food, and he couldn't help her. So she delved more and more into it and found out that key lime pie was developed by Borden in the Borden Dairies. They had developed sweetened condensed milk.
Yes.
And somebody there came up with the idea, what if we treat it with lime juice and egg yolks? And then, of course, it curdles because you've got all this concentrated casein in the sweetened condensed milk. And then we'll put it into a graham cracker crust. You don't have to bake it. It's curdled milk. It's basically what a key lime pie is, with some egg yolk. Quite sweet, however. Of course, the graham cracker crust. Stella goes into the whole history of Sylvester Graham and graham flour and graham crackers. I'll tell you, John, I'm never buying another graham cracker. I'm only making homemade graham crackers. All it is whole wheat flour, butter, golden syrup, cane syrup, although she says you could use honey if you want, a little bit of vanilla. Now, a little bit of vanilla for Stella is a tablespoon. It's like the minimum amount.
Yeah.
In any recipe is a tablespoon of vanilla.
Okay.
Then a little bit of cinnamon, and the dough comes together very easily in an electric mixer, and then you roll it out till it's fairly thin on sheets of parchment. Then you dock it.
Greg, you have a docking machine.
I have a docking
device. It's a roller with spikes coming out of it. Where did you get that?
I bought it in France, I think. It looks like an implement of torture.
Yeah, it does. It does. But it works like a gem. Pokes those little holes.
Yeah. She has wonderful recipes for lemon meringue pie. She has recipes to make your own Rice Krispie treats, brownies, the chocolate chip cookie, which was not invented by Ruth Wakefield.
Oh, no.
It was adapted by her because chocolate chip cookies had already been made way before Ruth Wakefield came around. She has wonderful recipes for homemade Hostess cupcakes, the chocolate ones.
Yeah.
They're terrific.
Yeah.
She uses a lot of coconut oil. The Twinkies, they come out so nice and light. And she uses club soda as part of the liquid to give it the fizz and the lightness in the batter.
The most amazing revelation there is that all those cans of pumpkin pie filling that you've used for years and years and years are not filled with pumpkin.
Even though the can says pumpkin. The
can says pumpkin. It has a little picture of a pumpkin and all that. It's actually butternut squash.
Exactly.
After all, pumpkin is a squash. And what happened when the FDA first came out with recommended terms that you could use, it had to be pumpkin or else you couldn't sell it as pumpkin. But in fact, it turned out that pumpkin doesn't process very well.
No, it's stringy and it has to be strained. It's expensive and it takes time.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So they had to use butternut squash, and finally the FDA said, well, pumpkin is a squash, so okay. You can call it pumpkin if you want. So it's butternut squash, folks.
Even if you're not a baker, but you like history and you like a really good story, and she is really a terrific writer, Brave Tart by Stella Parks.
Come back immediately to
The Food Guys.